You know, wasn't that long ago that Southwest Airlines announced some major changes. They're stopping a lot of city pairs. But one really surprising was they were walking away from Oklahoma City. No more nonstop from Love Field to Oklahoma City, which is bad news for a whole lot of people, but really good news for a great opportunist, Alex Danzas, the founder and CEO of Von Lane, and he's going to fill the gap. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It is. I mean, this is, you must have just celebrated because you've got these luxury coaches, these big, you know, leather things with internet service and flight attendants. I mean, you couldn't have made a better opportunity, could you?
It's a great opportunity. We heard Southwest was going to stop Love Field to Oklahoma City flights and looked at the route and saw, well, this is right in our wheelhouse. It's about a 200-mile drive. You can do it in 3 hours. And the statistics show there's about 100,000 people that travel each direction from Love Field a year. So you're looking at 200,000 people that now don't have an alternative to driving themselves.
And they created a lot of that market, too.
I'm sure they did.
Frequency and low cost and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think they created a whole lot of that market that you can walk in and get. So you're already in Fort Worth and Austin and Houston and San Antonio. And I noted this was sort of on your back burner. You'd been talking about Oklahoma City for a while. But it went right to the front burner.
It was. And when we saw this opportunity, you're right, we moved it to the front of the list, the priority list, to be able to provide Texans with a solution to get to Oklahoma City. And that's what we're really striving for, is to be a travel solution for people. So if they don't have a way to get to Oklahoma City, well, Von Lane wants to be there for them. So starting January 6th, we'll be running 4 departures a day. From the Dallas Love Field area straight to downtown Oklahoma City.
I mean, that's all sorts of travel, I mean, traffic, but I would think a lot of it is business traffic. And that's what one of the things that helps Southwest create. Is that Monday through Friday, is most of the people on there business people?
So across our whole network, we see a nice mix of business and leisure travelers, yes. Obviously, Monday, I would say, through Thursday are heavy business traveler days. We really start to pick up leisure travelers Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we do quite a bit of leisure travel with the elderly who are just really not wanting to deal with the airport hassle anymore. Maybe the children don't want them driving anymore to come and visit. It's just not really safe for them on the road. So we're a great alternative for the elderly. And believe it or not, we do a ton with unaccompanied minors.
Oh, really?
Parents living in separate cities or shuttling kids to see grandparents other things like that.
You have created a market more than anything else. You know, I remember when we first talked, I think you started this, you actually started the company in 2014.
Yeah.
I think your first trips were in 15.
No, 2014.
Were they in 14?
Yeah.
And we talked, you know, shortly after, I said, well, this, what a great idea, but this just doesn't have a prayer. I mean, 22
I love proving you wrong.
Believe me, I am completely wrong, because 22 people and trying to build that kind of a market and it's worked.
Yeah, we went over 10 million miles driven in October. We're transporting about 25,000 people a month now. Customer service, customer satisfaction levels are just off the chart. Our net promoter score is at a 94, which if you follow net promoter score at all, you know that's just almost unheard of.
Yeah.
And so we're really just wowing people with great exceptional service, but we're giving them a product that makes their life easier and a little bit less stressful. And if you're a business traveler, the productivity element is huge.
Oh, and it's a remarkable product, like I say, with kitchens and bathrooms and internet and TVs and conference rooms and everything. It's a remarkable product, but your capital costs have got to be so high. I know we talked one time about some of the constraint is just it takes you so long to take a coach and convert it into a Von Lane.
Sure. So we're constantly planning ahead. You know, so we've got, say, we have 7 right now coaches in the pipeline at various stages being built. So we're constantly thinking 6, 9, 12 months out as to what our needs are from a vehicle standpoint. But these are great assets. You know, we can run a vehicle for 10 years. We maintain them exceptionally well. If you saw our oldest vehicles right now on the road, you would think that they were brand new. The interiors have been refurbished. The engines have been replaced. The transmissions have been replaced. So with minimal extra investment along the life of the vehicle, we get a great life out of it, and it produces such great revenue over those 10 years.
So what have you learned about the interior of the coach over the last 5 years? My guess is the interior that you were putting in 2014 is not exactly the same.
Yeah, we've made slight changes to the different configuration of the vehicle, as far as the conference room and the conference table, and even things as minor as cup holders. You know, you learn so much as you start to have so many people going through the system.
So now you can take this thing on the road. You've been talking about Tennessee for a good long while. Everybody knows that's a remarkable market. I guess radiating out of Nashville. So where are you going to go? And will you just replicate the operation?
Yeah, I mean, it's been wildly successful in Texas, in the shadow of Southwest Airlines, literally down the road from the great Southwest Airlines that everybody loves in Texas, and rightfully so. It's a great organization. We're excited to go now into the Tennessee market, where if you're a Tennessean, you cannot fly from Nashville to Knoxville. There's no flights. You have to leave the state to connect,
really?
You know, to fly from Nashville.
Well, it's like if you want to take Southwest to Oak City starting in January, you got to go to Houston.
Yeah, that's right. To go from Nashville to Memphis, you cannot fly. You can drive or you can connect through Atlanta. It just doesn't make sense. So the state is really excited for us to come, and we've been welcomed by the Convention and Visitors Bureaus and things like that, that are just very, very excited to have us, to give them this alternate solution to what they're doing now is really just driving themselves between their major cities.
As you go, and you're actually talking about maybe even putting Atlanta on there?
Sure,
too?
Yep, absolutely. Nashville to Atlanta, yeah.
So when you're going from Dallas to Oklahoma City, are you going from Nashville to Atlanta, you're suddenly an interstate carrier. You're not an intrastate carrier.
That's right.
That used to present a problem for the airline industry, but it doesn't anymore. What about for you?
It doesn't present a problem for us. We've always been under the authority of the Federal Department of Transportation with, you know, full rights to cross state lines. So the only differences for us would be in things like liquor license laws and things like that we have to address as we cross state lines.
So you have charter service too, I guess.
We do, yeah.
So on the weekends, is that the line period?
We get charters all the time. So we have an oil field services company in Houston, for example, that probably charters with us once a week, where they take customers to this really nice hunting trip down in South Texas, and they love riding on our vehicle. They used to fly a private jet to go down there, and the passengers have said, you know what, we prefer it actually to ride Von Lane and then be squashed into a little private plane.
So how many coaches have you got now?
We have 25 vehicles, and like I said, we have seven more in different stages of manufacturing.
And then what are you doing for Tennessee? Are some of these going to go there?
Yeah, so some of the vehicles that are being built will go into the Tennessee market. That's right.
So what's the end game? Am I going to see you ringing the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange one day? Or?
I don't know if you'll ever see that, but you will see us continue to grow and add other states. So what we've spent this last year doing is adding capacity to Texas, where now between Dallas and Austin, for example, between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. at night, we're leaving every 2 hours. Every 2 hours is a departure to Austin. Houston is very, very similar. Between Austin and Houston, we're leaving almost every hour. So it's just amazing the schedule that we have out there now in Texas is really, really full and robust for a traveler. So what we're going to continue to do is add more capacity to Texas as needed, but plant our flag in other places like Tennessee and other states over the next couple
of
years.
But you want to be at about a trip length of, what, 3 to 4 hours?
That's
max.
Correct. That's correct.
So that rules out Dallas, San Antonio, for example.
It does. We get asked for Dallas, San Antonio probably more than any other route. So we're studying it. I'm not going to say we're not studying that route, but it's a challenge because of the distance.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've crossed some major hurdles.
Well, thank you.
And this Oklahoma City thing, it's got to be a bird's nest on the ground. You've got to be printing money.
Well, thank you so much.
Alex Danza, CEO and founder of Von Lane. And for more of our conversation with Mr. Danza, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.